Hi, my name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. What are the pleasure of speaking with today?
Young David, this is Jalil. Give me a call from Man One, and I do have a client here for you. First name is James, last name is Minor. His phone number is going to be 302
Okay.
332 1982.
All right. What do we got going on?
Now, James here was looking for a $10,000 loan. Unfortunately, he didn't have any offers. Credit score is sitting at a 549. Trying to see what you could do to help him out.
At a 549?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead and transfer him over. I'll take it from here.
Appreciate it, David. Sending him.
Hi, hello?
Yes.
Hi, James. How are you doing this
I hear
afternoon?
you. Not bad, and you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad either. That's great to hear that you're not either. Now, when was the last time you looked at your credit score?
Let me see. Well, I was boosting it with I forget who it was, some company, and they boosted it up to 702. I don't know whether it's still there or not. But the last time I looked, it was 360 or somewhere around there, maybe a little higher. And that was about 3, 4, 5 weeks ago.
360. Okay. Now,
Yeah,
let me ask
360
you.
or higher.
Okay. So let me ask you, do you know what might have been affecting your credit score? Anything on there like a late payment, collections, medical bills, student loans, car repos that you're aware of?
Medical bills, no student loans.
No student loans.
Repossession, I didn't have a repossession. What happened was I had a 2011 Toyota Camry and it broke down on me. I left it on the street. I went back to get it and it had gotten towed and it took me 2 months to find out where it was at. And when I did, they had destroyed the damn car.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they had destroyed it. So
That's gotta be something tough to go through.
I stopped making payments totally. I said, what the hell am I paying for a car for when they destroyed it?
Right? I understand. So now, are you currently employed at the moment?
Yeah, I work part-time and I Social Security retirement.
Okay. Have you ever applied for a loan in the past and been denied?
Yeah.
All right. Now look, based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now, it's your credit score, James. But look,
I know.
unlike the mother companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score. So what we'll do next is go ahead and attempt a soft pull of your credit summary to get an updated look at your credit score and those negative items. Now, this is going to be a courtesy
Okay.
pull. It isn't going to affect your credit score in any way. And we also use special technology to protect your information just as your bank would. Now, if you would please confirm me your
Right.
first and last name, how it appears in your government ID.
James Edward Minor.
James Edward Minor. Okay.
They might you put an E there instead of my full name, though. Because I think they have James E. Minor on my Social Security card. I haven't looked in a while.
Okay. Now look, I saw your phone number listed here as 302-332-1982. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. All right, now go ahead and provide me with your zip code.
19809. I moved.
19809. So it's gonna be 19809.
Yes, it used to be 19802.
What's your mailing address?
1401 Philadelphia Pike, Apartment 5, Wilmington, Delaware, 19809.
Well, you said it was 1401.
Correct.
And what's the street name?
Philadelphia Pike.
Spell it out for me.
It's just like Philadelphia, PA. PHILA DELPHIA.
All right, you're gonna have to spell it out for me a little bit slower.
PHIL A D I No, DELPHIA, sorry.
Philadelphia.
Yep.
Street.
Pike. Pike. P-I-K-E. Apartment 5.
Okay. Now I also have your email listed for you as Minor James of 1944 of @gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. Go ahead and provide me with your social security number.
That's the year I was born.
Okay. Makes sense. So now go ahead and provide me with your social security number, please.
120-36-0274.
120-36-0274. 0274.
All right.
Correct. Now go ahead and provide me with your date of birth, too, as well.
August 19th, 1944.
All right. Now, look, it is going to ask us for some security questions. Now, this is just to make sure this is your credit score and it isn't someone else's that we're looking at, okay? Now, if these questions don't apply to you, it is simply going to be none of the above, all right?
Okay.
Perfect. All right, so now, look, according to your credit profile, you might have opened a car loan in and around May 2018. Did you get a car loan in May 2018?
What kind of card?
Well, you got it through a Volkswagen credit. Credit Acceptance Corporation, Ford Motor Credit, or Wells Fargo. Did you get it through any of them?
None of the above.
None of the above it is, okay? So now let me ask you too as well. Did you have a bank account with any of these following lenders? Did you get a bank account with Eagle Savings, Sefco Savings and Loans, Scotia Bank, or Citizen National Bank?
None of the above.
None of the above it is, okay? So now, did you have a home equity line of credit type loan in or around November 2021?
None of the above.
None of the above it is. No worries. So now, look. Did you previously work at any of these following places? Alpha Omega Republication, Learning Center, Finish Line Car Wash, or Foster and Gallisher?
Still working at the Learning Center. That's a daycare.
That's a daycare? Okay. Not a problem. So now, did you previously live on 34th Street?
Yes.
Okay, so now, what city was that located in?
Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington, Delaware, okay. Not a problem. So now, look, it is loading up your questions. Let's see what the questions pull up as. Okay, so now, it's asking for a couple more, okay? Did you have a retail credit card by any chance with either Lane Crawford?
No.
Fire Mountain, SS Crest, or Cebu Department Store?
None of the above.
None of the above. All right. So now, did you get a mortgage loan in November 2018?
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay. So now, did that address that you provided us with, what county is it in?
Newcastle County.
Newcastle? Okay, so now from the list below, what area code of your phone number ending in 2052 if you had one?
Yes, I did. 302.
302. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So now also, please select the city that you are previously resident in. So did you previously resident in any of these following cities? Malton, Cherokee, Glennon, or Wilmington? You said Wilmington, right?
Wilmington. Yeah, Wilmington, yes.
All right. No problem. Which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? So now, did Hazel Snozick live with you? Jesus LaMonica? Wayne Bradshank? Or Daisy Williams?
None of the above.
None of the above it is. Not a problem, okay? So now, did you graduate from a following high school by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, what high school did you graduate from?
Albany Senior High School in Albany, New York.
Okay. So now, did you previously live on any of the following streets? Twin Gables, 34th, Serrano, or Dillon?
34th.
34th, okay. So now it's following up your questions, okay? Thank you for being patient with me.
No problem.
Okay, look, James Miner, your questions are pulled. Your credit score is pulled up, okay? It is at a 500. It is at a 412, actually, okay? Now that's considered a low credit score. I'm not gonna lie to you, okay?
It went up. I didn't know that.
Well, let's see what's affecting it, okay? You don't have any hard inquiries, so that's good. Since they haven't ran your credit score and been denied, you do have a total aggregate of minor delinquents, though, of 39 of those, okay? So what this are is 30 to 60-day late payments, and you have 39 of those affecting you right now. On your total numbers of major derogatory trend line, you're also showing 5 of them. What are these? This is past due payments on 90 to 120 days, all right?
Yeah, I knew I had those.
Okay, so now also, you're also showing here a percentage of your credit delinquent of 100%, meaning 100% of the times you're late on your payments. Now, a total money collection of $25,000, meaning $25,000 and $272 are your in collections. Okay, Owen.
Okay.
All right, so now also, there's no repossessions, there's no foreclosures, and your total numbers of credit delinquent, you're showing 1, okay? What is this? 30 to 90 days late payments on charge-offs, okay?
Okay.
So now look, the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals, okay? So the first thing that we're going to do for you is we're going to go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. You're probably wondering what's a client portal, right?
No, I know about portals because I am with my doctors.
Okay, so no, it's not the same as a doctor, okay? This client portal is going to be on your phone. That's going to be an app. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can also see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed. Not only that, but the different opportunities for you and your credit, and all your financial tools to improve your credit score. Now, you are trying to obtain a loan. Therefore, we're going to provide you with the Loan Wizard tool. Okay, that's why I suggest you to work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options. But the opportunity to apply is available today, okay?
Okay.
So now you can see what's available depending on your credit score worthiness. So you can find a third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you. Okay, based on your credit score. You can apply for that possible loan from $1,000 to $100,000, okay? Depending on your credit score worthiness, you also see their upfront interest rates and their payment options on those possible loans, okay?
Okay.
At the same time, you're also going to help you clean up your credit score because you did mention to me that you are receiving Social Security, so you also get a discount. But how we're going to clean up your credit score is we'll be sending out the targeted disputing letters that we'll be doing all by ourselves that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items that you identified as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when we do it all three credit bureaus at the same time, and not one by one like other companies. This is the reason why we're allowed faster than other companies. And, of course, we also work with the FCRA law, which is a Fair Credit Reporting Act. That is a federal law that allows you to dispute those negative items. Okay?
Okay.
Now, at the same time, you also are going to get a discount because you're receiving Social Security. So the initial for the program is usually $149, but for you it's going to be $119, and then $79 upon verification month to month. There's no long-term obligation. You pay as you go for the service. There's not a contract, and once you have the credit score that you want, you can go ahead and cancel. But the positive reporting will discontinue. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So now, what is that you're going to be using today to get enrolled with? Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discovery? What do you have?
Hold on. I think it's a Visa MasterCard.
Visa MasterCard? Okay. Not a problem. Go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
Hold on. Let me look and see to make sure I can tell you exactly what card it is. Yeah, it's a MasterCard debit.
Okay. Go ahead and provide me with the card number.
5141. Sorry. 3603. 3428, 3360.
Okay. Expiration date on that card, please.
0426. No, 0428, sorry. Wait a minute, let me put my glasses on.
Go ahead, take your time.
I got to put my glasses on to read these small numbers. That's the only thing I need them for. 0426, I was right.
0426?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to give you a discount, so it's going to be 119 to get enrolled today, and then 79 upon verification, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now also, you say, what are the three digits in the back of the card?
352.
352, okay. And you said it's 0426. Let me correct that. All right, let me see that. So now we're going to go, we just have to go over a credit card disclosure too as well, okay? So now once the payment is accepted, second setup fee of 179 upon verification is going to be on April the 1st, okay?
Okay.
So today's going to be the 119. One month from now, it'll be the 79 upon verification, month to month, which is star on us.
Okay.
April the 1st. Now, I just have to go over your credit card disclosure. I'm going to need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $119 to be charged today. Standard procedure dedicates the card, resulting in a decline will be subject for a re-attempt for an enrollment. So we're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available.
Right. They won't be available till Friday, the 3rd. That's
you don't have...
my social security retired.
Okay, so I understand. So I don't want you to lose your opportunity, right?
Yep.
So if you have the money,
I keep telling people I get Social Security retirement. I said it comes in on the 3rd, except for when the 3rd is on a Saturday or Sunday. Then it's 2 days early. And they try to take it out on the 3rd, and other people are drawing money out. And I keep telling you, take it out before the 3rd. Just like my phone company. I keep telling, we can't take it out until the 4th. I said, if you take it out the 4th, the money's going to be gone. Because other people are taking money.
All right, so now look.
So I just call them and tell them, take it out now.
So now look, what I can do for you, I can work with you, right? The way you lose your opportunity. I'll keep that discount with you as well, too, that I told you about.
Okay.
But I'll give you my personal discount to get you enrolled for $12.95. After 14 days, we'll schedule you for the initial payment of the 119. How's that sound?
That's good.
All right. So now, once the payment is accepted of $12.95, your second setup fee of $119 will be on March the 15th. Then your month-to-month fee of $79 upon verification will be on April the 15th of $79 upon verification.
Okay.
So now, I have to go over a credit card disclosure. I'm going to need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dedicates the card, resulting in a decline. Will be subject for a reattempt for an enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
Now, I also want to go over our family plan option. Go ahead.
One thing. You said you'll make the withdrawal on the 15th. I'll call you probably before and tell you to take the payment out, because otherwise you wait till the 15th and might not be there, even though I work part-time.
Perfect, sir.
Because I get paid every 2 weeks also, and that... I never know, you know, I don't keep track of my pay periods.
Okay, perfect. Just give us a call back and we'll fix that for you, okay? So now, like I was saying, we do have a family plan option where you can share the same benefits with someone else. You don't have to be related to them or anything. You both have the opportunity for your credit score improvements, okay? And additional, it'll still be the $12.95, and then the initial fee would be $119, and then a month-to-month fee of $160 for both of you. Do you have anybody in mind, or would you be doing it by yourself?
By myself right now. I have nobody in mind right now.
All right, Minor James. I'll be sending you that email to the minorjames1944@gmail.com, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just give me a minute while I process the payment.
Because right now, I'm getting ready to go in the hospital for minor surgery for prostate cancer. They got to put some metal pieces in my body to do radiation therapy.
Wow. Ooh, that's got to be a hard time you're going through right now. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah. You want to know my medical history? 1997, I was a security guard at Chase Manhattan Bank. Went to sleep on the floor with my son watching TV. Woke up the next morning, my left foot was laying back to the left. Broke my ankle in my sleep. Found out I got bone cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that, sir.
Yeah, that ain't all. After that, I went to the hospital because I got AFib. I was born with an enlarged valve in my heart. My heart beats 200 beats a minute sometimes, so I got a computer chip under my skin monitoring that. Then I found out I got stationary chronic kidney disease. Had both hips replaced, both cataracts replaced. And about 6-7 years ago, they found 2 brain aneurysms behind my left eye.
Oh, wow. I'm really sorry, sir. But look, sir.
December, that's when they found out I had prostate cancer.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. I hope you're doing okay, James. Now, James, look. Unfortunately, you didn't have enough money in there. You don't have $12.95, buddy.
Huh?
You don't have $12.95.
No, not right now. I won't have anything until Friday.
So now, unfortunately, I won't be able to give you access to the client portal. Do you have anything with $12.95, like a Cash App or anything like that?
No, I don't. I got the Cash App, but there's no money on it.
Do you have a dollar in your credit card or debit card, whatever you have?
Let me see. I got $8 on the GoTo Bank. At least I did have. I can give you that number. It's a Visa debit.
Okay, it has $8 in there. I can save your information for $1. Go ahead and provide me with the card number.
4133-3104-3506-7694.
$04.27 and $9.15.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm gonna save it for $1, okay? I'm just gonna need your authorization order to process initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedure to get the card resulting in decline will be subject for a reattempt for enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if funds are not available, right? I'll go ahead and process the payment for just $1.
Okay.
If it goes through, then great. And if it doesn't, we'll just give you a call back someday throughout the week.
Okay. Yeah, call me back at this time in the evening because I'm usually home from work by then.
Okay, so now, congratulations, okay? Successfully save your information for $1 and set up the file system in our system for just $1 too as well. So now your next payment would be on March the 15th, okay? And then your month-to-month fee will start on April the 15th.
Okay.
So the like initial, the 119 on the 15th, and then your month-to-month fee on the 15th of April of 79 upon verification, okay?
Okay.
I'll still be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor A, so we'll be verifying that I enter all your information correctly, okay? Just be on the lookout, okay?
Okay.
Because an advisor will be calling you to complete your action plan to ensure you have actually your very own unique client portal. In the meantime, just be on the lookout for the welcome link on your email or for a call from the credit pros. Once again, congratulations.
Okay.
I'll be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor A, so we'll be verifying that I enter all your information correctly. It's only going to take 2 minutes. And it's very important that you listen to the whole entire message for your account to be fully set up. Okay, I'll be transferring you over now.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.